Chapter 10. A cranium. We can sometimes use the poles again, but they get split by the nails, and 'tis quicker work than mending to knock together new, though the uprights now, and then serve twice when they're let stand. But if a feast's impending, as lately, you've to tidy up for the corners can. Though only three were impaled, you may know it didn't pass off so quietly as was wont. That Galilee carpenter's son who boasted he was king, incensed the rabble to scoff. I heard the noise from my garden. This piece is the one he was on. Yes, it blazes up well, if lit with a few dry chips and chaff, and it's worthless for much else, what with cuts and stains thereon. Saying goodbye, song? We are always saying goodbye, goodbye. In work, in playing, in gloom, in gaying. At many a stage of pilgrimage from youth to age we say, goodbye, goodbye. We are undiscerning which go to sigh, which will be yearning for soon returning, and which no more will dark our door, or tread our shore, but go to die, to die. Some come from roaming with joy again. Some, who come homing by stealth at gloaming, had better have stopped till death, and dropped by strange hands propped, than come so fain, so fain. So, with this saying, goodbye, goodbye, we speed their weighing without betraying our grief, our fear no more to hear from them, close, clear, again. Goodbye, goodbye. On the tune, called the old 104th, we never sang together Ravenscroft's terse old tune on Sundays or on weekdays, in sharper summer weather, at nighttime or at noon. Why did we never sing it? Why never so incline on Sundays or on weekdays, even when soft wafts would wing it from your far floor to mine? Shall we that tune, then, never stand voicing side by side on Sundays or on weekdays? Or shall we, when forever in Sheol we abide, sing it in desolation, as we might long have done on Sundays, or on weekdays with love and exultation before our sands had run? The opportunity for H.P. 40 springs back, I recall, we met at this phase of the Maytime. We might have clung close through all, but we parted when died that daytime. We parted with smallest regret, perhaps should have cared but slightly, just then, if we never had met. Strange, strange that we lived so lightly. Had we mused a little space at that critical date in the Maytime, one life had been ours, one place, perhaps, till our long cold daytime. This is a bitter thing for thee, O man. What ails it? The tide of chance may bring its offer, but not avails it. Evelyn G. of Christminster, I can see the towers in mind quite clear not many hours faring from here, but thou up and go, and briskly bear thither, and know that are not there. Though the birds sing small, and apple and pear on your trees by the wall, are ripe and rare, though none excel them, I have no care to taste them, or smell them, and you not there. Though the college stones are smit with the sun, and the graduates and dons who held you as one of brightest brow still think as they did, why haunt with them now your candle is hid? Towards the river a pealing swells. They cost me a quiver those prayerful bells. How go to God, who can reprove with so heavy a rod as your swift remove? The corded keys wait all in a row, and the billows wheeze as long ago. And the psalter lingers, and organist's chair, but where are your fingers, that once wagged there? Shall I then seek that desert place this or next week, and those tracks trace that fill me with cark and cloy, nowhere being movement or mark of you now there? The Rift Song. Minor Mode. Was just at gnat and cobweb time, when yellow begins to show in the leaf, that your old gamma changed its chime from those true tones of span so brief, that met my beats of joy, of grief, as rhyme meets rhyme. So sank I from my high sublime. We faced but chance-wise after that, and never I knew or guessed my crime. Yes, 'twas the date or nigh thereat of the yellowing leaf, at moth and gnat and cobweb time. Voices from things growing in the churchyard. These flowers are I, poor Fanny heard, sir, or madam, a little girl here sepultured. Once I flit fluttered like a bird above the grass, as now I wave in daisy shapes above my grave, all day cheerily, all night early. I am one bachelor boring, gent, sir, or madam, and shingled oak my bones were pent. Hence more than 100 years I spent in my feet of change from a coffin thrall to a dancer in green as leaves on a wall. All day cheerily, all night eerily. I, these berries of juice and gloss, sir or madam, am clean forgotten as Thomas Voss. Thin urned, I have burrowed away from the moss that covers my sod, and have entered this yew, and turned to clusters ruddy of view, all day cheerily, all night eerily. The Lady Gertrude, proud, high bred, sir or madam, am I this laurel that shades your head? Into its veins I have stilly sped, and made them of me, and my leaves now shine, as did my satin superfine, all day cheerily, all night eerily. I, who as innocent with wind climb, sir or madam, am one eve green sleeves, in olden time kissed by men from many a clime, beneath sun, stars, in blaze, in breeze, as now by glowworms and by bees, all day cheerily, all night eerily. Two, I'm old Squire Audley Gray, who grew, sir or madam, aweary of life, and in scorn withdrew, till anon I clambered up anew as ivy green, when my ache was stayed, and in that attire I have long time gayed all day cheerily, all night eerily. And so they breathe, these masks, to each sir or madam who lingers there, and their lively speech affords an interpreter much to teach, as their murmurous accents seem to come thence hither around in a radiant hum, all day cheerily, all night eerily. On the way, the trees fret fitfully and twist, shutters rattle and carpets heave, slime is the dust of yesterov, and in the streaming mist fishes might seem to fin a passage if they list. But to his feet, drawing nigh and nigher a hidden seat, the fog is sweet, and the wind a lyre. A vacant sameness grays the sky, a moisture gathers on each knob of the bramble, rounding to a drop, that greets the goer by with the cold listless luster of a dead man's eye. But to her sight, drawing nigh and nigher its deep delight, the fog is bright, and the wind a lyre. She did not turn. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.